Regina, the opposition New Democrats are once again roasting Premier Scott Moe's international travel, this time on his latest trade mission to India this week. Our hospitals feel broken and families are breaking the bank just to put gas in the tank thanks to Moe's gas tax, said NDP trade critic Alina Young on Tuesday at the legislature. Meanwhile, Premier Moe is flying away from his problems and taxpayers are footing the bill. According to a news release from the province, Premier Moe is leading a delegation to India to maintain and grow trade opportunities, increase investment attraction, and showcase Saskatchewan's capacity to foster food and energy security goals. The official opposition has been questioning the costs of this latest trip. The NDP noted in a news release that Moe's previous trip in February 2023 had cost taxpayers $59,514.14, and a trip in November 2018 cost $56,905.51. Young also pointed to other ministerial spending for other India trips, including Minister David Marriott for February 6-14, 2020 for $27,743.74 and February 13-22, 2023 for $32,323.35. As well, Minister Jeremy Harrison spent $24,794.89 for his India trip November 16-23, 2019, and $31,059.47 from April 23-29, 2022. The opposition has previously been highly critical of the government over international trips, including attendance at COP28 in Dubai, in which the Saskatchewan Pavilion cost upwards of $765,000. At this latest news conference at the legislature, Young also pointed to the expenses associated with international trade offices. This government has already spent $1 million on a trade office in India this year alone, supposedly to cut down on expensive trips like this, Young said. And looking at the crippling cost of living in the generational affordability crisis that we're all aware of, I don't know how this premier can justify a third trip to India, the seventh when we add the trips of all of his ministers. In response to the latest NDP attacks, Premier Moe issued this statement. Saskatchewan is an exporting province and thousands of SK jobs depend on strong export markets. In 2023, SK exports to India totaled over $1.3 billion. My job as premier is to ensure we maintain and expand those markets and protect the thousands of SK jobs that rely on exports. That's why I'm in India this week. According to the province, Moe is set to speak at the Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi on Saskatchewan's sustainable agriculture practices and reliable supply chain. As well, the province's news release states representatives from the University of Saskatchewan will be on hand for the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with QPIAI, a India-based tech company, while Premier Moe is set to sign another MOU with Shastri Indo-Canadian Institute to promote educational collaboration. Premier Moe has met with India's Minister of External Affairs Subramaniam Jaishankar, who posted the following on the X platform on February 20. Great to meet at Premier Scott Moe from Saskatchewan Province of Canada today. An important supplier of potash, lentils and uranium. Saskatchewan's Indian origin community has truly been a bridge between us. Appreciate at Premier Scott Moe's strong support for our partnership and looking forward to deepening our cooperation.